Welcome, everybody. Share number 1223 in the writing is share number 376. Getting back to our Hilchas Brachos. Okay, we're in the middle of the halachas of Shinoi Makoim, and I just want to go through a general concept that we all have to be, be aware of when we're traveling, or any time for that matter, in reference to, but it comes up more by Holchei Drachim because of the fact that a person's traveling, sometimes they get lost, they lose the track of time, or whatever the case is, and that is in conjunction with, we said last time, if a person makes a bracha, right, you make a bracha beforehand, right, and you have in mind everything, whatever, you're traveling, it's all good, they say everything shahakal, everything ho'eitz, even if you go into a store and you know you're going to be buying a certain thing, it would also count. But many times, if a person doesn't keep track the right way, they could lose the after bracha, or they'll have to, in other words, they'll make a bar nefasha, it's just, you know, not to lose the time, and then the bracha before, the bracha rishani gets cut off, and they will need a new bracha before. So, well, just to go through real quickly the concept, so very important halachim to keep in mind, like I said before, in reference to holchei drachim, in reference to traveling more than usual, when a person's at home or in their office, so they could keep track of time a little bit better. But when you're traveling, sometimes a person, their mind is a little bit on other things and so on, obviously, in the driving, whatever. So therefore, it's easier to lose track. And one could very easily lose the amount, you know, the burn of fush. So if at some so it's like this. If at some point a person ate a kazayas, let's say in reference to eating a bag of potato chips, right? So if at, and this would also apply, by the way, for mazonos too. So if at some point a kazayas was eaten, a kazayas of the food, let's say of pretzels or potato chips or whatever the case is, right? Under a 4 minute period, whether it's hadom and the potato chips or mazonos and the pretzels, and they ate under a 4 minute period of kazayas, right? Now, they have to be careful to eat at least to take a bite within every 72 minutes. If they ate a kazayas of potato chips, right, so if they did not take a bite for 72 minutes, now they're basically, they're losing the chance to make a bar nefasha. It's the same thing with ala michya. If you ate a mazonos, a kazayas of the mazonos, let's say of pretzels, could be cookies, whatever, right, you ate a kazayas, now for the next 72 minutes, you didn't keep track while you're driving, oy vey, 72 minutes pass, and I didn't make my ala michya, and I didn't take a bite, and that's all. You now will not be allowed to make the after bracha. You won't be allowed to make the after bracha because of the fact that you have up to 72 minutes. This is what we call the shear equal to digestion period. We've spoken about this many times. We'll continue to talk about it. It's a main halacha that runs through the entire Hilchas Brachos and various different aspects of it. When it comes to a drink, if one drank at least 3 ounces, a revius, which is roughly 3 ounces, and the amount of time it takes to drink 2 gulps with one small pause in between, but the evid, even if they drank the 3 ounces up to a 4 minute period, it would still be good enough for a burn of fushes. Now we try and keep it to the 2 gulps within, the 3 ounces to drink within the time it takes the person to drink 2 gulps within, with a small pause in between, which is a pretty short period of time. But the evidence, if you did go up to 4 minutes, then there are quite a number of, Achrayin and Paiskim who would say it's still good. So therefore, then you will be able to make the bar nefashas. Okay, so now, but that's the shear. But now after that, let's say you go for the next hour, right? A person's traveling for the next hour, so you have to make sure that you take a sip within every half hour, but the evid, even worst case scenario, up to 72 minutes. But you try and keep that also to below a half hour. By food, you have up to 72 minutes, l'chatchila, right? L'fida mishabrua. But by drinks, many more paiskim, including the mishabrua, say the time is much shorter, and you should be careful to, especially that you have the Kaf HaChaim, the Mishmur says that this Mishmur doesn't say how long. The Mishmur just says it's a shorter amount of time. In the Bir Alach, actually, it doesn't say how long. But be it as it may, within a half hour, it's still good according to many Paiskim. Once you go past that, it becomes really problematic. But again, there are those to rely on if you go, you went up to even up to 72 minutes, and as long as you took a sip within that amount of time. In other words, bottom line is, after you drank the 3 ounces within the amount, you know, the 2 gulps or the evidence, up to 4 minutes, you have to make sure you sip, take a sip once, at least one sip between every half hour, but every 72 minutes. Okay. So that's that. Now, but the question comes up, if one sees that they're running out of time, right? Or they have 71 minutes before even taking another sip, or before taking another bite of food, they'll just make the al hamichyo, they'll make the burn of fushes, or whatever it is. They're running out of time. I have 70 minutes, I'm going to lose the burn of fushes. And now if they go ahead and make the burn of fushes at al hamichyo, which is, you know, what should be done if they have nothing, especially if they have nothing else to eat or nothing else to drink, then you have to be careful to make the burn of Fajr Salah Michya, right? So not to lose it. So now, but you have to keep in mind that you will now also lose the bracha before. In other words, what I'm saying is that once you start eating again the potato chips, or if you start drinking again the coffee or a different coffee or other water, whatever, anything else that you happen to have in mind, right, with the same bracha, you will now need a new bracha, because once you make a burn of fashas, in general, basically it cuts off the bracha. That's one of the ways of cutting off the bracha rishayna. So if you're drinking the coffee and you're done with the coffee, now you're going to start drinking water, but you made the burn of fashas, right, you're running out of time, or you didn't realize you had the water, whatever the case is, even though you had it in mind beforehand, you will now need a new bracha because you made a burn of fashas. If you made the al hamichya, let's say, and the pretzels, and then right, even though you had in mind other cake or cookies to eat, whatever, but now you made the burn of fashas, basically you were running out of time, assuming that would be the reason, right? But so now you made the al hamichya, so now you would need a new mazonos on the new food that you eat also. So basically, it's the bottom line is just to keep that in mind, and especially it's comes up a lot, like we said, by holchei drachim, because a person's traveling, it's hard to keep track of time sometimes, whereby one is in the house or in the office, a little bit easier. So one should keep be aware of all these things, even though they did have in mind all the food or the food they might buy in the store, like we've discussed in the past, and it's holchei drachim, and one bracha would count, you know, all along the way for all the other items with the same bracha. But once you make the burn fashas or the al hamichya, you now cut it off, and you would have to start from fresh and make a new bracha before continuing to eat, before starting to eat, before continuing to drink, or before starting to drink. Thank you for listening. Atzlach and bracha. Kol tuv.